भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
चैप्टर एंटाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास, कैंटो 4, टेक्स्ट 14।
शुत क्षमया मुखे राजा सोमः पीयूष वर्षिणीम् देशिनीम् रोदमानाया निदधे स दयान्वितः। क्षुत् क्षमया मुखे राजा।
And purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: thereafter the child, who was left to the care of the trees, began to cry in hunger. At that time, the king of the forest, namely the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger, which poured forth nectar, within the child's mouth. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Purport: although the Apsara left her child to the care of the trees could not take care of the child properly. Therefore, the trees handed the child over to the king of the moon. Thus Chandra, king of the moon, put his finger within the mouth of the child to satisfy his hunger.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha.
So in today's purport we are seeing the activities of Prachetas, and it mostly speaks about how a girl has been given to the king of the moon. I was wondering what to speak on that, so I thought let's go a little behind. And in the previous verses it is mentioned that how fortunate these prachetas are, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is personally giving them his audience. So this is something very rare, it's not very common. And in this material world, many times when we go for preaching, people start demanding that we want to see God. So here we see there is Dhruva Maharaj, who practiced so many austerities. Narad Muni himself in his past life practiced so many austerities, and yet he just got a glimpse and then the Lord disappeared. So here in the material world, people take Krishna consciousness, God consciousness very cheaply, and they start demanding that we would like to see God. One time Srila Prabhupada was preaching like this, and one person came and he was just demanding to Prabhupada that, "I want to see God, show me God." So Prabhupada said, he was trying to preach to him again and again that you need some qualification, but still he was demanding. So then Prabhupada said, "Yes, God is here. There is a photograph on the wall of Krishna. There was a nice photograph of Krishna playing the flute." So Prabhupada said, that is God. So he looked at the photograph and he said, "That is a photograph. How can that be God?" So Prabhupada said, "So what do you mean? If your grandfather's photograph is put over there, then who is he?" He said, "Ah, that is my grandfather. Similarly, that is Krishna." Then Prabhupada started explaining to him that how in Vrindavan there are more than 5,000 temples and so many wonderful, beautiful deities of Krishna have been carved, and it is in Parampara and people have seen him and his description is given. And he started explaining the Brahma Samhita and things like that. So actually, to see God is very rare. And here the Prachetas, they are so fortunate that they are able to see the Supreme Lord. So actually, Srila Prabhupada explains further in the same purport that in the material world, there is a difference of opinion. It's very difficult to stay together It's not an easy task that many devotees come together and worship the Supreme Lord. Here the Prachetas are coming together and worshipping the Supreme Lord. And Lord Vishnu says, he is not only giving them his darshan, but he is also glorifying them. So it's a different thing that the Lord comes in front of you, but simultaneously is glorifying them and also giving them benediction. So two things which I found out in the last few verses was, one thing was the Lord says that because you have been very obedient to your father, that's why I am very pleased with you. And the second thing he says that because you have come together in mutual friendship, rendering devotional service, and that's why I have become very happy with you. So it seems that these two things are of prime importance, and because these Prachetas have rendered such service, they have got the audience of the Supreme Lord. So these two things should be imbibed in our day-to-day life. And Prabhupada goes on to explain that how they obeyed the orders of their father and very cooperatively they worked together. Then the Lord gives them a benediction. He gives them anything they want in the material world. In the further verses we'll see. And he also orders them. He gives them benediction and then he instructs them also. That is very special, that you get direct instruction from the Supreme Lord. And the instruction is that they marry this girl who is mentioned over here in this verse. And this girl is a very special girl. And Prabhupada explained in the previous verse how she is a very special girl. And yesterday we saw that there was Kandu Muni who was doing tapasya. And because he was doing a lot of austerities, Indra became very disturbed and he sent one apsara. And this apsara induced him and then his tapasya was broken. And of course, he had to go back, start once again. And from this apsara, there came this beautiful girl. And this girl was then handed over to the trees. So, we see in so many instances that so many munis, they are trying to do tapasya, and every time they try to do some tapasya, Indra sends one apsara and then they become disturbed. So some things are common in last few instances, like Vishwamitra Muni. He was also performing tapasya for thousands of years, and after performing tapasya for so many years, still he was disturbed by this apsara. So it seems that these apsaras are mainly from heavenly planets, where people, they have a very wonderful lifestyle in terms of sense gratification and health. So they are naturally very beautiful, and they are not anything compared to what we have on the earthly planets. So in the Shastras it is explained that if the most beautiful apsara of this planet is compared to the heavenly planet Apsara, she would look like a horse. And still, we are being attracted now and then, very naturally, to so many Apsaras here. Also, one time one devotee was mentioning that how there was a very famous actor, and this actor was in one sense trying to be very compassionate to many other actresses, and he married many actresses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there was one actress who was very, very beautiful. She was the top actress of that time. So he was very desperate to get married to her, and ultimately somehow he got married to her. And then the next day of the wedding, when he woke up, he saw that she was not there in the bed. And then he realized that she had gone to the toilet. And then very soon he divorced her, realizing that she is not actually very beautiful. So the beauty of this material world is like this, very much superficial. So of course, we see in the case of Vishwamitra Muni, how he was also allured. And later on, we see that Menaka, she came, disturbed him, And then they got a child, Prabhupada writes, celebrated child, Shakuntala, she was born. So, another case we see that also the heavenly planet people residing over there, they like to stay a very luxurious life. Urvashi approached Pururava. At that time she made a statement that you take care of these two lambs and I will stay with you on another condition, that is you cook for me in purified, clarified butter, pure ghee. So they have a very high standard of living. Also, it seems that they are not very attached. Just like when the Apsara came down over here, she was neither attached to her mate, nor was she very attached to her offspring. After her work was done and his tapasya was broken, the Apsara went back and very easily gave up the offspring also. Usually mothers are very attached to their child. So we see that this is a very different situation in the higher planetary system over there which works. And the poor yogi who was thinking that I have come to this secluded jungle, I will sit here and do some tapasya, and then he was sitting and doing babysitting over there with the baby. So like that, there is a very bad situation for being in contact. Then why, one time one devotee asked Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada, why don't these apsaras come down now and disturb us? So Srila Prabhupada said, this material energy is good enough for you. There is no need for any apsara to come for you. This is good enough for your situation. Then later on in this incident we see that this apsara gave this child to the trees, king of the trees. So here we see there are different kings, king of the trees, king of the moon. And Prabhupada makes a point that these are people who take care of higher personalities, who take care of management of the universal affairs. So the materialists, they do not believe in this. So the latest scientist would say that the moon is a desert. But Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain in the 8th canto, the 5th chapter, Somam Mano Yasya Samamanti. He writes about the moon that there is the presiding deity of the moon is Soma. He is a person and there is a place like Soma. And what is the speciality of that place? So he writes, Divyoksham Yo Balam Andha Ayuha. So what does moon do? The deity is Soma. And the scriptures say that it also represents the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the moon is also the source of food grains. We are relishing so many food grains, but the source is supposed to be the moon. And it is balam ayuh. It is the source of strength and longevity, not only for people residing on these earthly planets, but also on the heavenly planets. And also Prabhupada writes that it is the master of vegetation. So moon is the master of vegetation. So if a scientist says that the moon is a desert, then according to the shloka, it is not a desert. And Prabhupada also mentions in the 10th canto that there is a wonderful description about the rainy season. And over there, it is also mentioned about moon some places. So I jotted down some points about that. So it is said that there is the Manasa lake, and beyond the Manasa lake there is the Sumeru mountain. Then on the eastern side of this Sumeru mountain is the Devadhani, that's a planet, Devadhani, where Indra resides. Then on the western side there is Nimalochani, that is the place where Vayudev resides. And on the southern side there is Samayamani. This is the place where the Lord of Death, Yamaraj, resides. And then on the other side, on the northern side, is the Chandraloka, the moon planet. So like that, there is an explanation in the 10th canto. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that how it is not very easy to go over there. One needs qualification. First of all, if you want to go to the moon planet, then you have to pass the Manasa river. And then you have to cross over the Sumeru mountain, and only then you reach over there. And not only then, You have to have qualification, you have to have performed prescribed duties, yajnas, and if you are qualified, then you are allowed inside. Ordinary persons are not allowed inside. So, there has to be some qualification to go higher planetary systems. Therefore, Prabhupada said that the devotees, they don't waste time in trying to go to higher planetary systems. They just practice Krishna consciousness. And by practicing Krishna consciousness, they go directly to the spiritual world. And it is said that when a person is going towards the spiritual world, he takes the Archir Marga. That's the super fast highway to the spiritual world. And on that Archir Marg, they see all the other planetary systems between this planet and the spiritual planet. So like that, Prabhupada is mentioning about the moon. There is another thing mentioned, is that in autumn, a comparison is given, that the sky, after the rainy season, in the rains, the sky is very dark, it's very heavy, and even though it is daytime, it becomes very dark and gloomy. But after the rains, the autumn season comes. And the speciality of the autumn season is that the sky becomes very clean and the moon can be seen very clearly shining, and also the sun. So the beauty of the moon at night is very wonderfully exposed at night. With the stars, the moon shines bright. So the comparison is given that Krishna is like the moon in the Vrishni dynasty. And he is the best among all the Vrishni residents. And he shines brighter than anyone. Of course, there is a very long purport to that later on. Another comparison is given that during the autumn season, the sun is extremely hot because it's a very wonderful situation. During the day, it is very hot. The sun is very hot. And during the night, the moon gives very cooling breezes and gives a soothing atmosphere. So, the comparison is given that the soothingness of the moon is very good for the gopis of Vrindavan. And also very good and soothing for the mundane man who considers himself to be the body. So, how is that? So, when the gopis, they're feeling separation from Krishna, it is just like the burning hot sun of the autumn season. And the mundane man, when he considers himself, he is actually considering himself to the body, which he is not. So he is very unhappy. So this autumn sun is very burning hot, and similarly is his unhappiness. But when he takes up to Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, just like an autumn moon, soothes him. And he becomes enlivened. Another comparison given, that at night we see the clouds are moving in front of the sun, of the moon, and the moon reflects moonlight. And with this light, when the clouds go in front of the moon, it seems as if the moon is also moving. Actually, the moon is not moving. And similarly, the comparison of a person who considers himself to be the body thinks that he is the body and not the soul, and he feels that he is moving because of this impression. So actually, the moon is situated far away from the clouds. Clouds are very close here, moon is very far, and it is situated in its orbit. So when one takes up to Krishna consciousness and cultivates complete knowledge, he becomes fully situated in the spiritual activities, in his spiritual orbit. So this was about the moon, which Prabhupada mentions over here, how the moon took care of this particular girl. Because he is a personality, by feeding her nectar. Then, coming back to what the Lord, Supreme Lord says, that how he has become very pleased with the prachetas. The two things he mentions, that he is pleased because of them being very obedient to their father. So, we see that in the Isopinasad, it's mentioned that the root of all sins is deliberate disobedience to the laws of nature through disregarding the proprietorship of the Lord. Here the prachetas are very obedient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to their father, and that's why the Lord has become very happy. But the root cause of sin is explained to be disobedience. So when one is disobedient, he increases his sinful activity. One time, Pradyumna Prabhu was there. He approached Srila Prabhupada after his marriage. And usually when anyone would approach Prabhupada after marriage, the same thing Prabhupada would ask them, so what should be your new service now? So Prabhupada, immediately meeting Pradyumna Prabhu, told him, so what should be your new service now? And Prabhupada gave him very heavy service. He told him, I want you to purchase an IBM word processor that can write Sanskrit diacritics. I want this to be done, and this should be for the New York temple where we have the ISKCON press. Saying this, Prabhupada gave him this service, and then Prabhupada added that now since you are working, you should purchase it yourself. And of course, Pradyumna Prabhu did this service, and we see we are studying this wonderful nectar of devotion that was made on that particular IBM word processor. We have the Sri Ishopanishad, which was made on that. Many other books, many prayers which Srila Prabhupada said were made on that particular book. Pradyumna Prabhu recalls. So like that, he was very obedient to his spiritual master. There are many examples of obedience. Lord Ram being very obedient to his father. Lakshman being obedient to Lord Ram in a very painful way. So by being obedient, one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Further, the second point, the Supreme Lord says that I am pleased because of you being discharging your devotional service in a friendly, mutual relationship. So he said that you have discharged the devotional service, but in a very mutual and friendly manner. That's why I am very pleased. Prabhupada writes that in the material world it is very difficult for people to discharge and come together and be together. Why? Because everyone has their own self-interest. But in Krishna consciousness, we have only one interest, that is to please the Supreme Lord. I recall one story regarding this. There were two kids and the father was lying down on the bed and the father was not very well. So the father called the kids and he told them that please give me a massage. So the kids started fighting with each other. One caught the one leg and the other one caught the other leg. And they started pulling, I want to press this leg. And the other one started pulling the other leg. He said, I want to press this leg. And the father, just like Jarasandha, they were tearing him into two. And he was crying out. So actually, they were desiring to serve him. But they could not see that in their process of trying to serve the Supreme, the father is suffering. Similarly, when devotees come together, so many times we see that this is my area, nobody can come for preaching over here, and so many other problems. So actually, Krishna does not become very pleased by trying to see that you are trying to fight with each other. He'll become more pleased if people come together, cooperate and work in a humble manner. So, here Prabhupada also mentioned that you can show your love for me by trying to cooperate. These were one of his main instructions before he left this planet. Because he knew, he had seen in his life itself that how the Gaudiya Math had broken up because of lack of cooperation amongst his god brothers. Srila Prabhupada therefore sent three of his disciples, three couples, to London to preach. And they, staying together, not having much experience, cooperate very nicely. And they preached in London with whatever little knowledge they had. And we can see that was the beginning of the whole worldwide movement of ISKCON, which actually gave the real start because of the cooperation and working of these devotees. Then we see the Pandavas. They also, these are the most striking examples that I can remember, the Pandavas among all the devotees of the Lord. They stayed together and always cooperated. In all the difficulties, all the problems they went through, throughout their life, actually they ruled for a very short time, not for a very long time. But even that duration, they cooperated so nicely amongst each other. Arjuna was one of the best archers, but we never see Bhima trying to think that let me become a very good archer. Or Arjuna trying to think that let me become as strong as Bhimsen. Everyone knew each other that he is in his post, he is good and he is needed, and where I am situated is very nice. Let me discharge my devotional service as best as possible in wherever I am situated. So like that, if one cooperates and works, then he can progress. So these unique qualities were there in all the Pandavas, but they were working in a very cooperative manner. They were not envious of each other. So Krishna is also pleading in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. He says, actually there is another angle to see this verse. He says that Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke, that all these living entities are my amsha. They are my parts. Just like parents, when they are very dear, the children are very dear to parents, they say that he is a part of my body. Similarly, we see Krishna in that mode trying to say that all these living entities are just my parts and parcels. So if children are there and they are parts and parcel of the parents, and if they fight, then the father, the parent, they are not very happy. So the point made over here is that one should try to come together and work in harmony. Either you may not be there. Sometimes we see that devotees are together and still they are not very happy with each other. So as time goes by, the nature of the time is everything keeps changing. People don't remain the same. People change, places change, personalities change, people's perspectives change, just like our temple keeps changing. Sometimes the color of the saffron keeps changing over here. I mean varieties of color. So like that, people keep changing. But if devotees think that what is my relation with this particular person, let me take the advantage of serving him right now, because I don't know where he will be tomorrow and where I will be. So now is the time to take advantage and serve the devotees who are there with us. Forget about all the nitty-gritties that we are fighting over and try to develop love in a mutual understanding and cooperation. One time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj made a very wonderful statement that one can make million times more advancement by seeing another devotee advance in Krishna consciousness. By becoming pleased in seeing another devotee make advancement, one himself will make million times more advancement in Krishna consciousness. He also mentioned that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his whole Leela was trying to bring forth this particular point, that there is nothing more precious than serving the devotees in the mood of a servant. In chanting Hare Krishna with them, dancing with them, taking prasad with them, and serving them in the mood of a servant. So, of course, this cultivation of mood of servant, to say is very easy, but it is a process which takes time. And Maharaj also mentioned that this real mood of servitorship can come only by chanting Hare Krishna. So when one chants Hare Krishna and Krishna becomes pleased, he takes care of the shudder ripus in your heart, lust, greed, pride, envy, illusion, anger. And when one becomes very humble and serves the devotees, and the devotee becomes pleased, Krishna will become pleased in turn. And only then we can very purely chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I would like to end over here with that note. If anybody has any comments or any questions on this particular verse of Chandradev feeding nectar to Srila Prabhupada ki.